Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, the 4th of September, 2016. Welcome to everyone who is joining for the first time, and also to all those who have been joining the weekly calls for the past almost 3 years. We're getting there, and it's been such a joy to be doing these calls, to be jumping on the calls with everyone from around the world, sharing about Dr. Plai's teachings, about his most up-to-date messages every week, and what we should focus on. So that's what we're here to do, is follow the movement of the sun that happens, the transit happens every month. And Radha, our Vedic astrologer, shared with us a couple of weeks ago what's happening with the sun as it's transiting into its own sign, the king of Leo, the king's sign. So we can also tap into the energy of the planets as they transit, and also there's different celebrations of these archetypes that we can, that are part of the collective unconscious, meaning behind the scenes, and have been with us throughout the history of humanity. And that goes for beyond what we know in the modern world, what history is. Because we have the wisdom of the ancient seers and also those of modern times who are able to go in and see behind the scenes and get that information for us, so that as spiritual aspirants who have been on the path maybe for, today or several years or decades or lifetimes, it doesn't matter. Wherever we show up to receive the teachings is when that gets activated within us. And we are inspired to move forward in our lives with more grace and ease, connecting to these archetypes, deities, divine beings, devas, devatas, gods, goddesses, saints, sages, siddhas, everyone who is has access to the spirit world. Because that's the only thing, as Dr. Plai says, that is going to help us, is if we can develop our own ability. Each and every one can develop our own ability to express our highest selves in any given moment in time. So Sunday is a fabulous day to do that, because sun represents our soul. It's not just because we are raised and you work for 6 days and on the seventh day you rest. Maybe that was written, you know, at a time where, yes, could be true, but here's the truth behind it. Well, another truth, let's say. The sun is our soul. So our soul knows when it needs to get soul food. It shows up on the soul's day, where it's most empowered and most, you will get the most intelligence, the most enlightenment happening on that day than any other day of the week. It's not to say other days of the week should be dismissed. However, they have other purposes, because they are ruled by other planets. And we've talked about that, and we'll continue to talk about it. But you can read more about it or listen to the recordings posted to this blog in particular by just scrolling down and then grabbing on to when the sun transits, because, as I mentioned, Radha gives great updates on the other planetary transits so that you know when to focus on things and what to focus on, and also how to get the most out of it. So your sun, your soul, has showed up today on Sunday, and it's going to be sunny inside, regardless if there's clouds, right? So there's a lot going on inside of us every day at any given moment in time. It can be total, complete sunshine, heaven on earth inside of you. The kingdom is shining and goldy with lots of jewels and gems, and everybody's happy. There can be times where we are just having a war zone going on. But guess what? The sun is always shining. That's what it is. So that's why you have to understand the ebb and flow of nature, what's happening in your surroundings, why your soul chose to be wherever it is right now in this, that particular body, that vehicle, that you're carrying it around. So if you chose to be in, you know, a place where everything is available, you have all the amenities, it's pretty safe, and that there's lots of things that you can do and you're enjoying your life, fabulous. You're helping others, great. If you have chosen, your son has chosen to be on the other side of the world where there's a, you know, wars going on or it's terrible weather or conditions are not so great, that's what your soul chose to do. But regardless, the sun is shining. The soul is shining. It has chosen these particular challenges or particular blessings in life. And we can all see our life as blessings or challenges. It's dependent on our soul, not on our ego. Our soul wanted to go and do that. Even if we had an experience where, okay, it was a big war zone the whole time I was there, whether it was in your youth or maybe now you're going there because you want to go help people who are suffering, and you've had a cushy life, so that's what your soul wants to do next, and that is what your soul needs to do. It shouldn't be judged by you or anyone else. This whole lifetime is about experimenting with the soul. It's about having freedom to do whatever it is that you need to do. And how do we know that the right thing is the right thing? How do we know? We have to go inside. The only way out to make sense of what is going on outside of us is the way in. So the way out is the way in. So whatever is going on inside of you, you're going to see that in your life, regardless of whether you are in a beautiful place or in a war zone or any other place in between. The soul wants to express that. So if it's not enjoyable for us to experience a war zone going on inside or outside or anywhere in between, or it's not enjoyable, or it's just not cutting, we're not happy, we're not satisfied, we're not fulfilled, we live in, you know, maybe a beautiful country and everything's beautiful, and but there's no purpose. Everything is there, so I don't feel motivated. I'm not inspired anymore. I have everything. So what? So then listen to that stirring of the soul. Go do something. Ask the soul what you need to do to go and do something that will inspire you, that will motivate you, that will challenge your soul to live this life fully, to be free to move and go to wherever it is that you need to do to get that experience so you don't do it, you don't regret. So how do we know when to do what and what's good for us when and so on and how? And where to go? And with who? Those are all the WH questions, right? So we have Ganesha. Ganesha's birthday is today. Yay! Celebrate Ganesha. Who's Ganesha? Ganesha is an archetype. He's a divine being who can open the door to everyone understanding a deeper consciousness that is within each and every one, in two spots. One is at the root chakra, the Muladhara, at the base of the spine, the tailbone area. Just go there now and think about it for a bit. Try to tune in. Even though your thoughts are going to go all over the place and you're doing something else right now, just think, okay, pelvis, tailbone, root chakra, muladhara, whatever she said, right? Just go down there. And then imagine your consciousness taking you to into your legs and down to your feet and into your toes. And that's Ganesha. Ganesha's energy, yes, is an archetype, but it's a we want to have a form, most of us do, because we can't relate to God as nothingness. So we need to have something to stimulate or to wake that up inside of us. That's the consciousness that's within us. So you imagine this elephant-headed being who rides a mouse and he has a pot belly and he has some things or objects in his hands. You can Google that and get into it more some other time, or maybe now while you're listening. It's up to you. But you can go on to Astrovid or Pillai Center and click on Ganesha Special and just look at those images. Just looking at those images will activate this lower chakra, and it will also activate the second area or body part that is relating to Ganesha is in the midbrain, in the thalamus area, which is like a relay station. For you to become from go from human to divine. So for your brain to vibrate at the speed of these divine beings, we have to raise our vibration. The vibration of the earth plane is so slow compared to what it is in other planes of existence. Spaces where these deities can are hanging out. You know, they're not confined to a physical reality. So they're in, I don't even know which dimension, beyond three dimension anyways, right? So how do we know is it can, we can measure it through our own inner experience, our own inner world experience. So keep meditating, keep contemplating, meaning keep focusing or ground yourself in Ganesha's energy and feel that energy in your lower body from the root chakra down and then in the thalamic area in the middle of your brain. Just, you don't have to be knowledgeable in neuroanatomy, but you can just tell your subconscious mind to, or your conscious mind, really. Your conscious mind can direct you and then go deeper. Sub means deeper, a little bit deeper, a little bit more subtle. And then there will be an awareness that happens in the midbrain. And if you can close your eyes, you will block out the world around you. So you won't have those sensory, the senses being disturbed. So the sensory information that's coming from your environment, your surroundings, will be closed off temporarily. And then you just can imagine his image in your brain. Ganesha, the elephant, headed archetype. Why are we talking about this now? Because he's readily available. Don't miss him. His energy, whether you participate in services offered through Pillai Center or Astrovid, it doesn't matter. Right now, we always say, I want this right now. I want to live in the now. I want to experience what it is in the now. In the now is Ganesha. The now time is Ganesha. It's an energy. Time is an energy. And usually we fill it up with silly thoughts that drag us down. So think about Ganesha. Imagine Ganesha. and you will feel the tremendous energy in you, in your root chakra, going down into the legs. You'll feel strength and power and heat and energy. You might even feel some shooting up your spine as it pierces all the chakras. They may come alive. You'll feel it more in the third eye area, meaning the midbrain complex. Pineal, pituitary, thalamus, midbrain. So hold on to Ganesha in those two spots and feel the energy starting to come alive. Some message will be there for you. He's here. You just send him a text or SMS or email if you don't have that option on your phone. Or you called him up. Whatever you did by just putting your attention on the two body parts, areas, he's there. Feel your heart. It might be beating a little bit extra, harder or stronger. You'll feel some divinity arising within you. Ganesha is telling you something. He's showing you your negative thoughts. He's showing you your fear, your anxiety, your survival anxiety. Oh my God, what if this doesn't happen? What if this does happen? Why didn't this happen? You'll start judging everyone and yourself and everything, and you're just creating a big negative congested energy within you. Fabulous. Good for you. Because Ganesha will show you. This is the obstacle that you are creating within yourself. Period. And you do it every day. You don't even know. I'll show you though. By you just focusing on the root chakra, the legs, down to the feet and toes, in the middle of your brain, the third eye complex, the thalamic area, that relay station that says, I'm going to take you to your highest self. I'm going to open the doors to connect you to all other archetypes who represent energies or powers, or they have the intelligence, they have the ability, they're experts that can help you to make the miracles happen. Behind the scenes, meaning within you, and then you will just come away, move forward, and then things will unfold. It's quite scientific. Meaning that when you do this, A plus B, meaning you go inside, you access Ganesha, he opens the door, and then C happens. Obstacle gets removed. If you have some great ideas, but they are not going to be able to manifest due to other people's karmas or the world's karma at this particular point in time, then Ganesha will say, I'm going to keep this obstacle here because if you start at this, it's going to fail. So if things have not been happening in your life, then first you got to check your emotions. Get them even. Yes. Ups and downs in life. Good and bad things happen in life. But just be even. Meditation, the word meditation, medi, means in the middle, medium. It means go into the middle. Middle of what? Does that mean you're just a fence sitter? No. You are in the middle of you. Middle meaning the chakra system, that spinal column, the susumna in Sanskrit. All the chakras are activated when they are all in alignment and the opportunity comes and the right time is there where everyone else is ready to receive you to give the idea or to get the job or to get the car, the house, the relationship, the kids going to school and being in the best schools, doing well, you know, all the stuff that every human being goes through, regardless of how evolved you think you are or know you are. That has to go out the door because that can create congested energy and obstacle on the path. So we're being invited in the golden age to become more and more alert about what is happening in our lives on a second-to-second basis, even faster than that. But we can't perceive it because, you know, we only know clock, tick, 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 one, two, three, four, like that, seconds. You know, if you're an athlete or time is a big determinant of your success, then you will know hundreds of a second, let's say. That's how fine-tuned athletes are. And they know, if I just do this one move, I'm going to lose. It will be by hundreds of a second. Scary, but true, right? So how we can just throw that all out the window. Because then that brings on too much stress. I don't want to be beating myself up to get to a hundredth of a second, you know? So we want to bring in the God of time. Is that Kalabharva? Yes. Who else is? Ganesha. Because he helps us to transcend time, meaning that we can go to these higher realms. We can ask these divine beings through Ganesha's grace because he's the first one that you go to. And it makes sense because he's in you at the Muladhara chakra, the first chakra at the base of the spine. That's where all the energy moves. And it goes up and enlightens you, all the chakras on the way up, so you have good health, you're shiny, doesn't matter what age you are, there will be a shiny appearance in the forehead area, and especially the spot between the two eyebrows or just above that, anywhere in the forehead. This meditators have been known to have this kind of shiny forehead. And meditation means you can be chanting a mantra as well. You're driving, you're doing your work, you're doing your chores, just chant the mantra and your head will shine. Why? Because your brain is shining. So the intelligence comes from Ganesha. He lights up your brain to be your highest version of yourself at any given point in time. And then that creates like a signal. You know, like a beep, 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 shining light or sound that says, hey, divine beings out there, this person needs your help. And so then Muruga can come, Ganesha is going to come because you're calling on him. Lakshmi is going to come, you know, Vishnu is going to come, Shiva, those are the Hindu. It can be Ra, it can be Allah, it can be any divine being, it can be Bear, Great Bear, you know, it can be Dr. Pillai, it can be any masters, Jesus. They will come because you resonate on some level that you don't even know. We don't even know who's going to come. But you got to recognize, hey, you're here. I have to ask you for something. And then they'll say, you can't even ask because that's too slow. I'll just give it to you. Because you'll be sitting there. It's like taking a kid to the store if you're an aunt or an uncle. And, you know, you have, or you have a friend. It's not your own kid. It's a different kid. You're always a little bit different when you're with other people's kids, right? You just want to make them to feel a little bit extra special because you want them to kind of remember you, even though you're not saying that. But you do. You want to feel special with them. So you take them somewhere to a toy store or a candy store, and you say anything you want, you know, within reason. And you say, you know, this is a special moment, so what do you want? Oh, my God. I don't know. Can I have this an hour later? Right? That's an hour in archetype time is like, I don't know, lifetimes maybe. So we miss. So we can't even decide when we see this divine being what it is that we really want from the candy store of life, right? So we just have to resonate with their energy, and that will wake up inside of us because each archetype represents a different aspect of our own physical self and our subtle body. So we've been touching on that. You can read about it. You can Google it and say archetypes and body parts or something like that. But Ganesha, we know right now today is his birthday celebration. And it's going to be happening throughout today and into tomorrow. And maybe even into this next year because Ganesha's energy has been readily available. Dr. Pillai has been experimenting with it for the past several years, but more so in this past year, 2016, and it will continue on. He has a tremendous understanding beyond the intellect, beyond whatever the books say. It's too slow. So he's just tapping into Ganesha energy, and Ganesha is like choosing use Dr. Pillai to give us the teachings of Ganesha. So there are teachings that you can participate in, services that are offered through Astroveda Pillai Center for Ganesha. And I think it's going to be closing today, soon. But we'll talk about that in a bit, maybe after the meditation. By the way, we're not in the meditation yet. It was just a little taste tester. Hopefully you're still there. Hopefully you're still there in the Muladhara Chakra and in the legs. And you're still there in the middle of your brain. And you're enjoying your eyes being closed and you're just swimming around with Ganesha energy and asking it to get revealed even if there's a battle going on or a war zone going on. Crazy thoughts. Anxiety, or if there's complete bliss. What is bliss anyway? Bliss is something that has to be experienced by each and every one of us. Only you will know what bliss is. You can go and Google it and read about it until you get there and have that experience and continue to work on it because it goes away quickly. We are all bliss bodies. We just have to ask these divine archetypes to come alive so that we will always have the bliss body activated and we know that it's happening because we feel it and we don't just have a feeling, a physical sensation. We see stuff. We grab onto opportunities. We know what to do, when to do. We are in the right place at the right time. So Ganesha is a god of time. He's the first one. He makes you to be right on time. Even if it looks like you are last and you're a complete failure. All of us feel that. A lot. Right? Because there's always going to be someone better than you or someone doing something better than you. This is a 3D world. It's competitive. It's good, bad, right, wrong, fast, slow, up, down, opposites. So how do you know, how are you going to manage that in your life for the rest of your life? Because it's going to kind of suck, right? You get in the middle, you be in the middle of it, and who knows, maybe one day you'll be on top sitting on the throne of whatever it is that you're doing in your life. And you'll just go, whoa, never thought I'd see you be here. But yes, you did. Your highest self did. Because you just kept doing your spiritual path, and then Ganesha and all the archetypes said, okay, you're complete, you're whole. You're totally connected to all divinity at any given point in time. There's a party going on inside of you. And you have all your special guests, all your VIPs are there, and you are a part of that. And so wherever you go, everybody's going, whoa, who's that? Let them open the doors here. Get this, you know, people always say, I chant Ganesha to get a parking spot. And people say, what's so great about that? It is huge. Or you get somewhere on time when you're running late. You know, you get somewhere smoothly without any hitches. That's huge for people. It reduces the tremendous amount of anxiety. Or the person calls you at the right time. Because the time you wanted to call, you were feeling sick. And it would just been a horrible experience. But then you were glad that Ganesha said, you know, hold off. Let me get you better. You have a karma you have to go through. I'll just delay this call. Then when you have the call, it's a beautiful time. The experience is so awesome. So we have to trust in the divine. How do we trust? It's not like trusting a human being. Trust me. We don't even know what we don't want, right? We don't even know what we're going to say next that's going to offend someone, and then we're going to get hammered. So trust isn't from a human level. Although, you know, you have to put yourself out there. Trust is something you grow, regardless of what happens. You have to trust in the divine, in your highest expression of yourself. You never know if you said something that offended someone and then someone said, oh, that person is an idiot, blah, blah, blah. God bless, because then you don't want to have that experience with that person. That was a karmic experience, maybe from some other lifetime, and thank God it's finished. Thank you for, you know, throwing dirt in my face. I'll just walk away. I don't need to have that kind of turbulent war zone behavior. Or, yeah, I want to get in there and dig it up and, you know, work it out. That makes me to be happy. I don't know. It depends on you, right? Most people avoid those situations, which is a good thing. It's a wise thing to do, right? Is it right or wrong? Who cares? If it's harming you, get out. Don't put your hand on the hot stove. You'll get burned. So you will be happy if someone, like Dr. Ply says, be happy when you get the call. And be happy when you don't get the call. I wasn't invited to this thing, blah, 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 blah. Everybody else went, blah, 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 blah. Everyone, then you find out everyone had a crappy time. Thank God. I meditated that day. I didn't get invited. Not thank God they had a crappy time. But that was a karma. And thank God you weren't there. It was a nightmare. It would have been a nightmare for you. Maybe they loved it. But overall it was a crappy time. Crazy, right? You know what I mean? So trust has to come from your connection to all these divine archetypes. Are you still focusing on your muladhara? Are you in your tailbone, pelvis, legs, down to your feet areas? Are you in your midbrain? Because if you are, then chances are your whole body is kind of vibrating now with some energy of Ganesha. Did you miss? Did you go do something? I know people tell me that they do their laundry and cook and drive and do all kinds of things when they're on these calls. And God bless you. Keep doing it. if it works for you, you're doing the right thing at the right time, right? Because it's helping you to be entertained while you're doing those things, maybe. So as you're doing those things, or as you're just sitting with your eyes closed and contemplating these two areas and everywhere in between on your body, what's happening is Ganesha is revealing himself to you. You might have an image of him. You might have a brilliant thought, because he gives you the ability to have the highest intelligence that will create miracles at the same time. In this moment when you're meditating, he doesn't care. He just wants you to meditate. He wants you to be focused. He wants you to raise your vibration. Going in the middle, meditate, middle, medium. So go to your middle. That's your sumna. And then just for this time with everyone from around the world, you can imagine if everyone's coming from different places around the world, we're creating a huge net of Ganesha consciousness. And it's enveloping everywhere in between, each and every one of us. So allow yourself to go into a selfless state, meaning you take your mind off your own stuff for a while. So we're ready to roll for our meditation practice now. Now that we can feel some energy coming in, some intelligence coming in, and we're going to celebrate Ganesha and all the archetypes dance. So the dance of life and energy and divinity has to begin within before you get up and start doing the two-step or the waltz or whatever dance it is that you do. The dance of life, meaning you have energy to go off and do your thing that you're doing in the world, but you're doing it with a light foot, with a lightness of being, and you look graceful. And people say, my God, you look like you're just dancing through that surgery. You look like you're just dancing through that conversation. It's beautiful. And you feel beautiful. It gives you great joy to go through your challenges or all your successes, because you aren't. You're just hanging out with these divine archetypes who are saying, thank you for waking me up inside of you. And now I will do the dance of life with you. We'll co-create some nice steps. So, with that said, if you haven't closed your eyes, and you can, because of whatever you're doing, if you can't even, you can just get into that eye-open meditative state. So as you're coming back, you can just keep your eyes closed, or you can open them, whatever you want to do. Those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. Wishing you all the blessings from Ganesha throughout this next year, from this birthday to the next birthday, where all the obstacles will be removed so that you can express your highest and best at any given moment in time, that will lead to a fulfilling and rewarding life throughout this year. And then maybe we'll see you again next time. You can listen to the rest of the recording on the blog. It'll be posted to Sundays with Sucharita blog. So this is the point of the call. We'll open it up for questions, answers, discussion, shared experiences, whatever you'd like. All you need to do is press star 6 if you haven't been able to do that before, or if this is your first time, you just press the star button on your keypad, and or star key, the key on your keypad, and then 6, and then you'll be on. Any experiences that anyone has to share? It's always good to hear about the feedback from these meditations, because I never know what's going to happen. Takes a little bit to come out, right? No one wants to say anything. Maybe we're all floating in Ganesha. If you haven't been able to join the services that are offered through Fly Center Astrobed, just go on there and read that. There's a video that Dr. Pillai has that's posted there by Dr. Pillai. He's there, and he's giving the message. And even though it sounds like, oh, okay, well, that's only a couple of minutes, and it's just more to introduce, just go and be with him, watch it, and see what pops out. Every word a master says at any given point in time is loaded with the now energy. So he could be saying, pass the salt, you know? And it would be loaded with intelligence that is beyond English. So, not that he's going to say pass the salt in that video. That's just an expression or an example of just how we just flip over whatever is being said, and then we listen to it down the road. We go, oh my God, I didn't even hear that. It's because he's speaking with an intelligence that is vibrating way beyond what we could ever imagine. So even if you're just watching and then read about these manifestations of Ganesha Vortex for the Golden Age, because just when you read about these 12 forms of Ganesha that are being activated in a power spot, and whoever it is that is sponsoring this service to be done, then we are going to get the blessings. But we are also opening the doorway for the divine to come for the rest of humanity to receive Mahaganapati, Dvija Ganesha, Haramba Ganesha, Veera Ganesha, Karpaka, Vinyagar Ganesha, Twin Ganapati Ganeshas, Naramuga Ganesha, Siddhi and Budhi Ganapati Ganeshas, Nritya Ganapati Ganesha, Vigna Ganapati Ganesha, Sevisaita, I think I'm saying it somewhat correct, Ganapati Ganesha, and Kalinganata Natana Ganapati. So, those Ganeshas have been telling Dr. Pillai, beaming in the intelligence, listen, put us on the earth plane. These have special powers. Each and every one has a special power that needs to get activated. Not just in the power spot, and not just when Vedic specialists are doing the offerings. It's so that we can experience it in every human being. This is kind of like mind-blowing and weird maybe to some to hear, but that's what it is. The divine is surpassing the science, the ability for science to measure it. It always has. But the science has always tried to measure it. Is it true? Is it not true? But as humans, we are super intelligent that we cannot even imagine the stuff that's laying dormant within us. Not just in the brain. Dr. Ply has been sharing about kids now that can read a paper with their eyes closed and a bandage around their head and tell what's on the page. And it's a book, or they can tell what you're doing, how you look. Their third eye is completely open. Some kids can feel things with their body. They don't have a, their eyes are closed, and they can just feel the energy and tell you what the situation is and tell you how to overcome the situation. They're so intelligent. They're being hidden. Of course, they would be circus acts if they were, you know, revealed. Some are, but they, you know, that's what we do in this crazy world. We make it into some weird thing. And measure the hell out of it for the whole lifetime of the kid in person as it grows up. So we know we have these abilities, but they're dormant. And now maybe more and more of these kids are going to be born all at once on the earth plane. And it's even now we see it, not just in these special YouTube things that get revealed, but in our own life. You give your iPhone to a kid or an iPad, they can figure it out, and you've been reading the manual for years, right? They just go, yeah, this, blah, 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 do this, blah, blah, blah. How the heck did they know? They have this intelligence that has woken up, and it's coming in at this lifetime so that as they are becoming the next generation to carry on this earth plane as it's evolving, they need to have the intelligence. So it's not to say that those of us who are in, have a few decades or more on these kids, that we are going to miss out. No, we have to call on these divine beings because we know through all these decades that science hasn't cut it, politics hasn't cut it, education hasn't done it for us, experience hasn't done it for us. To some extent, yes, but that's just about how to navigate in this world. We need to go beyond and defy the aging and pain and suffering until you die, which could be in a minute from now, or God bless you don't. It can be. We don't know. We don't know when it's going to happen. We don't want to be worried about it. We just want the divine being to take over. Divine being Ganesha at this point in time. Because we can resonate, we can recognize it's being activated within us thanks to the grace and blessings of Dr. Ply. Because you can read about Ganesha, you can hear sing bhajans about Ganesha, and you might have an experience, but do you really know Ganesha? Only you know Ganesha when you have an experience that gets activated by a master who is fully resonating with Ganesha. And that's Dr. Ply. I don't know. Maybe there are other ones out there. But here we are at Ply Center. Or those people were coming from Astrovet. Or those people were invited, hey, go listen to this show. We have to wake that up inside of us so that we can live a miraculous life no matter what age, what stage, what knowledge we think we have. Even if we think, oh, I'm in this mystery school and I'm going to get Ganesha and no one else is. Mm. Hello.
Hi, Patrita. This is Janice. How are you? Happy Ganesha birthday. Since you've been mentioning aging, that is what is so up for me now. It's been like a dark side of me that's been going on ever since I decided I wanted to see if I could retire early. And it was almost as if just like wanting to do that has brought up so many things that I never thought about before. But, you know, when you were mentioning the younger people knowing everything, I mean, I am just experiencing being sort of that old person in my office at the moment. And even though I'm like in these programs, I'm not feeling that power at all. And I just came across yesterday a really powerful article about the archetype, because Dr. Pillai has been talking about the archetypes, and I know you probably work with them, and you know, the archetype of the aging woman, and it just listed all of the different kinds of things, which was great because it really articulated it for me, the kinds of things that I've been feeling and experiencing. And so my question is, on Ganesha's birthday, if I wanted to do the coconut, if you could explain, like, is it first of all, would it be best, most powerful to do them and look up the good time for the day and then do it at that time? I think I already missed the time of the fourth moon. That was earlier this morning. But that's one question. And then if I list out, is it helpful to list out the actual obstacles that I'm, or the beliefs that I'm experiencing, and would it be good to do one coconut for each of these beliefs? So that, and also the last question about that is, are there any, I know I've studied the goddesses, but I'm not at this moment remembering which one would be good to, for, you know, if you're feeling these things about feeling old and kind of marginalized in your life, if there's any goddess that you know, that you can recall. So that's what I'd like to ask you. Thank you.
Oh, Janice, thank you so much. So can you just repeat like the three topics, three things? Is the time?
Yes.
To do the coconut?
Yes. So the best time is the best time to do the coconut, like if we look at the astrobed and
yep.
Is it the good time? Is that the best time? That's the first question. The second question is, if I have a belief that I want you, you know, him to help me get rid of, if I write that out and then do one coconut for each belief, or is that not necessary? So that's the second question. And then the third is, which goddess would be good to help with these issues of feeling, you know, like the old person and marginalized?
Okay. Yeah. A goddess or God?
A goddess. Goddess.
Goddess. Okay. All right, Janice, thank you so much. I'll just respond. First of all, I can totally relate to you. I was just speaking, I think last week I mentioned that I went to a memorial for my uncle who passed away about a month ago, and they had a memorial. And so my cousins were there, and we're all in our 50s and 60s. And they were saying, you know, they're very educated and so on. And my one cousin was stricken with rheumatoid arthritis. And she was saying, okay, this is the age, I guess, and it's running in my genes and so on. I was like, oh, my God. You know, I can't say anything because that's her belief. So all we can do in that case is to support. I said to her, too, I said, I, too, feel that sometimes, you know, here we are, we've lived up, you know, half of a century or more, and, you know, we should have some wisdom in there that can guide us and to help us to avoid this kind of feeling. But it remains, doesn't it? It's if we're in the, we're not dead yet, and we're not so young and hip and cool. But we're not useless, right? And we have something to contribute. So this is a time period, maybe it's a level of maturity too, where spiritual maturity comes in. And that we can, look beyond that. Okay, maybe this is a divine blessing that everyone thinks that we are useless, and we might even do that too, or we can't, retire yet because we need more money or whatever it is. Like, it's a middle place, right? So we can say thank God to the divine that you have told us that, hey, you're in that middle time period. This is bonus for you. No one expects anything of you. Just get through, right? Yeah, you're doing something good. But you can think of it as, or I was sharing with her, because I knew she was in a lot of pain. She's ridden with it, the pain in all the joints from head to toe. You know? So we were just joking more so to make it light. So this is a time where we can really, go inside, maybe do some reflective things, like calling on these divine beings. Because we are just going to do our 9-to-5 job or whatever it is, or we are going to watch our kids go off and start to do whatever it is and then not come and visit us. Or our husbands, our wives, they're going off and doing their thing because they've done all their duties or responsibilities. So we can say that can be the divine, the silver lining, or the divine message in disguise, where, okay, now you're at that level where you're saying, okay, what am I doing now? What's going on now? You're not useless. You can be used in this way. And that is the highest. So you can call on the goddess, whatever one resonates with you. If you want to feel younger, you can call on the goddess that will reveal herself to you. In the Hindu pantheon, you can call on goddess Lakshmi, Saraswati. Those two can give you a lot of joy and creativity and make you to feel connected to youth. And you might even get connected to youth. And then in that connection to youth, if you say you're the only one in the office that is, you're surrounded by young kids, then ask the goddesses to reveal how to connect with these kids' energy so that they recognize that within you. And you recognize it within you, because we don't even know sometimes if we what age we are, if we're young or old, or because we're not. We're kind of like, I don't know how a teenager was, right? We're not dead. We're not aging till the end, at the end. We're still in the workforce. We're still in our lives pretty full on as we can be. But we're also tired too. We're tired of the battle going on. So let's tap into the energy of the kids and they'll show you. So I would connect with the goddess Lakshmi, because she's going to keep bringing in everything that represents happiness on the earth plane, whether you're old or young or anywhere in between. And then Saraswati, to give you the ability to create a new reality for yourself and to tap into creative energy, because when you have creative energy, you feel like a kid forever. And she will just do things, sweetly and with no hard and fast rules. She'll just reveal it to you, and then you'll start to feel happy and lively and youthful again. Not like a human youth that we all went through. God knows a lot of us don't want to repeat that history. Or some of it may be good. But we're in a different time. So we can't possibly be the same person that we would imagine ourselves to be back then, because that's also gone. So the goddess Lakshmi Saraswati would be the ones that I would recommend because they're readily available, knowledge is there, and Dr. Pai talks a lot about them. There are other goddesses, you know, that he has mentioned, but for this time being now, just focus on those. And two, Navaratri is coming up. So the nine nights of the goddesses, Dr. Pillai usually does a big thing through Pillai Center Ashravet, and now that I know, Janice, you're in mystery school. So that will get revealed to us as well. Maybe there will be a youthful one, and maybe that will be a question that we can ask Dr. Pillai during the mystery school to bring in that youthfulness. In fact, he is anyways, because he mentioned it. He mentioned to us the people who, it was a public video, I think, for Pillai Center Ashravet, that Mystery School is going to be for those people like our age group, that because we need the gods and goddesses. So he's going to reveal those for this age group, any age group, but in particular, he's going to be focusing on middle age, meaning, you know, 50 and beyond. Now, don't freak out if you're not 50. But, you know, you've been in the workforce for a long time. And you're, you know, like ready to retire. And it's, are you going to retire or not going to retire? Maybe you'll just not do the job, but you'll be a writer. And you'll write some, you know, New York Times number one. And you're done, right? Retirement is there for you. So some intelligence will be there that will get revealed in the coming weeks with the Navaratri and also being in mystery school. And it will be a question that will get posed to Dr. Pillai. He already has put that out there, that he's going to especially address those people who are at that age and stage of retirement from the life force, or the life force. Yeah, the life force that got depleted from the workforce. And then he's going to empower us in some way. So some goddess will get revealed, or God will get. Maruga is also, that's why I said God. Because Maruga is really a powerful archetype. His name means beauty and youth. So he's also, I would say, go after Maruga's energy. You can go after Goddess Durga too, but if you don't want it to be a bit of a battle, it's a high energy, a powerful energy. I know because Dr. Pillai named me that. And I carried that name for several years. It was intense energy. And how do I know? Because after that, he gave me the name for Saraswati, which is a light energy. Way on the other side of the spectrum. Not to say one is worse than the other, or better than the other. It's just an energy. And I appreciated more Saraswati coming in. But Parvati, Durga, I would go for sort of lightness of being for youth and creativity is more Saraswati, Lakshmi, because that will bring you happiness, joy, dance in your workplace. And then help to exude that energy so the people around, if they're your age, they can relate in some way that is going to be more enjoyable for you and make you to feel fit in, like you're fitting in. Or you have something more to contribute that is not you, it's wisdom. The wisdom of the goddess coming through, and then they relate to that instead of an old crone goddess or something like that. Or a motherly goddess that tells them what to do, and then they will be like a, you know, like that ex, you know, no. So that's the goddess god issue, question. Hope it got addressed. Then the time for coconut busting. Any time is good for coconut busting. I remembered last night, oh my goodness, it's still the fourth moon, Hasta star. Or it wasn't the fourth moon, it was the fourth moon. I can't remember. Hasta star is Ganesha's birthday star. That's when they have the Ganesha. His birthday. Because every month, we all have a birthday, by the way, every month. When is it? On your star day. So everyone has a birth star. If you don't know your birth star, go to AstroVet, go to Ply Center, key in all your information about your birth, and you will find out what your star is. It's also called your nakshatra. So that is your birthday that you can celebrate every month. And how do you know? You get an AstroVet calendar, a Ply Center calendar, or you go on the Panchang and find out when that star comes, then that's, and it is your star, that's your birthday. So happy birthday every month. And read more and more about it, because that is the quality that you need to develop in this lifetime to use as your special gift. And everybody will recognize that. And everybody's star, even though you share a star with someone else, you're unique, because all the other, the stars are also shining in different parts of your chart as well. So somebody might be more hasta than the other hasta person, because they have other aspects of their being. We're not just a star. But you can celebrate your birthday on the star day every month. So Ganesha's star day is hasta star for his birthday. And that's why we have it. And it just happens to coincide with the fourth moon. That, so it can happen last night, today, tomorrow, depending on where you are in the world. Just break as many coconuts as possible. If you can break 108 coconuts, fabulous. If you can break 1,008, fabulous. If you can break one, fabulous. If you want to break one for every area of your life that you feel like you have an obstacle, break it. Because the more it gets, becomes important for you, meaning you're so emotionally charged by this crazy financial situation, this crazy, unbelievable blocks in your relationship situation. You've been told you will never have this, that, or the other thing in your life by, you know, astrologer, not astrologer, whatever. That's what Dr. Pai is here to do. He's here to say, hey, here's your handicaps, or here's where you messed up, and here's where you could end up. Well, what does he always say? Do this, keep doing it until you break it. And then you will have a different life. So he helps you to understand how you're changing your destiny. If you're destined to go in a place that is going to cause you misery, then you call on Ganesha and he doesn't put you there. Great. Because how are you going to know through all those shiny things and all the bells and whistles how miserable it was going to be? You don't. But you know that if it didn't turn out, it's a blessing in disguise, especially if you've been calling on the divine beings forever and ever and ever, and especially Ganesha. Hey, you're calling on Ganesha, he's saying, break the obstacle. Hey, I'm the king of obstacles. That's what he's saying. And I'm within you, and I'm going to create this barrier for you so you will not go and mess your life up. It's only a karmic thought that is just haunting you that is silly. And then you say, I want it. And you go do it, and you go, my, why did I do this? Right? And Ganesha will say, okay, just keep praying to me, I'll get you out of it. But then you've gone in and gone out. Okay, you had your experience. But then if, are you using your connection with Ganesha to reveal something else that will give you success and give you tremendous breakthrough in all the challenges that you have? So be careful when you write the things down that you have the obstacles in, or your perception of it is you want this to be removed. You just say, with your grace and blessings, Ganesha, you imagine this coconut as Ganesha. First of all, that's what you got to do, is imagine the coconut. It's the surrogate for this Ganesha archetype. And it has two eyes and a third eye. Notice on the coconut, there's three circles there. Two of them look like an eye, and then the other one looks like the third eye. Funny, right? It also has a hard shell, and it has some meat and some water in it, some fluid. right? The coconut juice. So if you choose a coconut, pick it up in the store and shake it a bit. People will look at you. That's okay. I'm making coconut pies. So you just take it in and you pray when you're getting home at any time. And especially during these, I would say, 24 to 48 hours, depending on where you are in the world. Just take the coconut, and this is Ganesha. And here's all my stuff. With your grace and blessings, you just take this out of my brain, and you take the coconut and roll it around your brain, your head, your coconut, because you have a skull. It's kind of like the coconut shell. And you have some stuff in there, which is brain. And that's kind of like the meat. And then you got the cerebral spinal fluid that bathes the brain, that keeps it from bouncing around. That's the coconut juice. Okay? You just take it and you roll it around and you just say, all everything that I am going through, all obstacles, all challenges, it's been going on for my whole life, lifetimes maybe. You have to reveal to me through your grace, through your blessings, through your revelations, through whatever it is that you do, because you do it way faster than me, what I need to do at this given point in time, from this birthday to your next birthday. Put it that way. Or from this Sunday to your next Sunday, because Sunday is a Ganesha day. Or from this fourth moon to the next fourth moon. Or from this fourth moon to the 14th moon. To the fourth moon to the 14th moon. Because 4 and 14th moons are really power times to connect with Ganesha. So I hope that's been helpful. But you can do 108. I've shared with this with everybody. You get into a zone. You don't even think about your problems anymore. What happens is you'll pick up the next coconut, and it will tell you this is a problem. You go, wow, I'm not even thinking about this person. I thought that was done. No, the energy is still there, so great. Crash it, smash it, gone. It might take you 9 in a row to get rid of that. So I've done 108, 1,008. There's offering through this Ganesha Chaturthi, I think, I did some Elite Plus ritual because I just know how powerful it is to do these Ganeshas, to bring in the energy that will show where we need to go next. So to me, it's worth to buy 108, crash them on your own, or get someone else to do it. I'm quite happy for someone else to do it personally. Because it's painful to do it that many, it feels good if you can do it too, or if you're called to do it. But so as many as you can, do it, and then just know that whatever you're thinking, you just say, "This is my thought about this now." But you just do Ganesha. You just make this to either continue to be an obstacle, so I'll avoid it. I won't go for it and waste my time, money, and energy on it because it's not going to serve me or the people involved. But show me then what, if I avoid that, that's a vacuum then. A vacuum gets created and then there's a hole, so it has to be filled with something. So then if I accept this is a delay that can be perceived as a delay, an obstacle, or you lose, you know, like that. Somebody can say, oh, this person's a loser. Great. I just lost that opportunity to fail. Thank you so much. So then that has to be created. Something better has to be created. That's where the trust comes in. That your highest self will create something out of that obstacle that is better for you to be in alignment with. Not yet, you're going to do it haphazardly. Again, Sunday, Ganesha Day. Fourth moon, Ganesha Day. 14th moon, Ganesha Day. Whether it's waning or waxing, it doesn't matter. Hasta Star, Ganesha Day. Ashwini Ganesha Day, Magha Ganesha Day. Radha, you're on the call. Which is the other one? Mula. Mula, Muladhara, right? Ganesha Day. Why? Because the overlord of Ketu rules those stars, and the overlord of Ketu is Ganesha. And it makes sense because Ketu is at the bottom of our spine. It's the Kundalini, the tail of the Kundalini. And Rahu is at the head of our spine, at the head, our brain. So south node is Ketu at the south end of us. And then at the north, the top, is Rahu. So the in-between is the snake. So it's all this mystical stuff, or mystical stuff, is so laden with the secrets of who we are, the secret knowledge, the hidden knowledge of the energy and intelligence that lies within us. So to wake it up, we crack coconuts. Crack them, smash them. Do whatever you can. And do it however you want. Was that helpful at all, Janice?
Oh, thank you, Sucharita. It sounds like you're saying, you know, in one of the programs that I've been in, it is helpful for us to be real specific about the various thought forms, but it sounds like when it comes to coconut busting, that's not really necessary. And it's also not necessary to do it at a particular time. Go ahead.
You're going to get more power and energy and intelligence when you do it at specific times. But the specific time frame is now, in the next 24 hours to 48 hours. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm glad you mentioned Maruga, because actually I had Maruga in my consciousness. You told a story about when you came to the Washington, D.C. area and went to the Maruga Temple.
Yeah,
you know, it turns out I looked that up afterwards, and actually that is a temple because I live in that area, and I've been there, and I've been wanting to go back, but I haven't done it yet. I don't feel totally connected to Maruga, but I was thinking of Maruga the other day, and so you mentioned it this moment about beauty and youth. So
yeah.
And the other thing I'm really thankful that you mentioned, because when this was so strong coming up yesterday, I mean, it's been with me this whole aging thing for about a year, as I said, but I was like, gosh, I really hope this goddess mystery program is going to deal with that. So I'm really thankful to hear that you, that Dr. Fly has already mentioned that he's going to be dealing with, you know, the middle age.
Exactly.
Yeah.
God, right?
That's great. So thank you for everything. Thank you so much. I'm complete.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much, Janice. And for those of you who have experienced those feelings from time to time, of course it's going to come. And those feelings are there so that they are the indicators or symptoms that, hey, we got to do something else. We're not used up yet. And then if we're going to be used up, or we're going to feel useful or purposeful, then it has to come from the divine, because we have these years of experience that we've been trying to navigate life as best we can, but it's not working out the way we thought, or we don't feel the way we thought we would feel maybe down the road. Or, geez, didn't even know that I felt this way. I didn't even think that I would feel this way, you know, or how to feel. We can't. How can we possibly know? Only by other people in our lives who are around the same age, but then everybody has their own experiences, right? And like I could say to my cousin, you know, try this, try that, but her consciousness is accepting, you know, this is what's going to happen. It runs in the family, and I'm going to crumble up or whatever. But hopefully something else will wake up inside, other than that reality. because that will be just, you know, not, that will just be succumbing to or accepting that this is what happens. And Dr. Ply is like, he refuses. The siddhas refuse to go through the aging process and suffer and die. Because you only have to come back and do it again. Whether you believe it or not, it doesn't matter. Is there anyone else? I've been quite animated today about Ganesha. Rod, are you there? Do you have anything astrological that you wanted to share? Or anyone else? All right. Well, there are, there's going to be an interactive fire lab that you can watch on your computer or iPad or tablet, whatever it is, your phone. And that's going to be for Ganesha's birthday. And then the week ahead, I think there's another, there's something else happening too. Let me just, I've got Ply Center up. But maybe Pastor Vet has it. Just to say something a little bit more about Janice's question, you know, are there specific times, and other programs say you should be very specific in what you're trying to manifest and this and that. And that can be true. That is true. Because if you're working on in a program and you want something to manifest and you're not very clear about it, if you can be as specific as possible about it, then that helps you to stay on track and be alert for it to happen. And that's why we do vision boards. Because if you have your vision board, then you can, when things manifest, you say, oh my God, that's it right there. You can recognize it and acknowledge it. If you're writing it down, you might, that's okay too, but if you're too specific, you might box it in. Whereas an image of it is, you know, you can modify it according to wherever you live. Say, for example, you want a house with a pool and a two-car garage, you know, and then you see in your picture it has a mountain behind there. And you didn't really notice the mountain, but you like the house and you like the two-car garage and you like the pool. And then all of a sudden you find that you're moving and you're moving to this mountainous place. Or you don't, you're moving and you don't have a mountain. Does that mean that your manifestation didn't take place? No. We have these, it's better to put images into your mind, pictures. That's why pictures speak 1,000 words, they say. Or they give us the memory of some event. Even though the event overall could have sucked really bad, been really bad overall, but you just had this one picture that it was a great moment of that terrible event or good event, right? But that one picture just, oh my God, that was so awesome. And someone else says, oh my God, that was the most horrible thing that happened. But you had that picture and you had that moment that superseded everything else. So images are so important. Symbols. That's why the yantras, we have symbols. The sacred geometry. It wakes up parts of your brain. We don't know that. We only know because Dr. Ply tells us. You know, just focus on this image and it will impact your brain. Because he's studying it. It's being tested with fMRI. And is there the Harvard study going on? But it's taking so long of time that we can't wait for those results. So why not just go do what he says? Because he's connected to these archetypes. So he's saying, okay, with your instruments and science and technology at this point in time, you can measure it, but why don't you just keep telling them to do it? Because why waste time? I mean, really, we're kind of crazy people on the earth plane. We take pills when the doctor says, take this pill. We don't know what the side effects are, but they could be this. And do you ever hear those commercials? You pretty much just take the pill and die from the side effects. I'm not saying doctors out there or people who prescribe medication, because it's not just allopathy. It can be anything. Medicine, look at Medi. Medicine should be, Medi, should be in the medium, in the middle. If they need it, you do it for a certain period of time to get them over the from one, swinging from the one side to the other, and bring them to their middle point. Once that is finished, then take them off of it. But the thing is they just give you, then you have side effects, so you got to take something else. And that can be homeopathy, it can be Ayurveda. It shouldn't. But because people want to make money, they do that sometimes. I'm not saying for everyone. I was trained as a chiropractor to do adjustments, and I would say, look, you're not getting better. You better go and get some other therapy, because you're just coming for pain relief from me, and it's quite honestly annoying. I didn't ever say that, but it was, because I thought, what's the point? They're just cha-ching, I'm cracking their back. You know, they feel better, absolutely. But then stop coming. Go get healthy. Once you can move and do everything again, change your lifestyle. So thank God Ganesha put that big obstacle on my path so that I'd stop doing that, even though I was resisting at first. Because this path is much more rewarding and fulfilling to help people in my. For me, I'm not saying it's for everybody. I'm just giving you an example of how we can bang our head against the wall and say, oh my God, I'm a loser. Or other people can feel that, make you to feel that way. Who cares? Just trust in the divine, and the divine will allow everything to unfold accordingly. And if it is meant to be, it will be so easy when the time is right. Because you will have avoided failure. Mahasudarshana is a homa that's coming up, Vishnu's supreme weapon, chakra. I think we practiced that a couple weeks ago, maybe. So that is something that you want to take a look at, and that's happening on September 7th. Thank you, Yagna. I just saw your post. Rare Grand Siddharshana Homa on Wednesday, September 7th. So that's coming up in a couple of days. If you can participate in it in any way you can, then do. Because you will feel this energy coming alive in you. And will feel this tremendous protection around you. So anytime that these services are available and you can participate, please do. You're giving yourself the greatest gifts on the spiritual path and in your life. Because we can't navigate life without money. We can't navigate life without friends, without good interpersonal relationships with our family, even though we've had our disagreements or differences. We have to trust in the divine, that the divine is going to tell us when that gets healed. And then when we are ready to bring in more divinity and accept our part in it. Because guess what? Some other lifetime came to get it cleaned up. Whether you were the good guy or bad guy, or the victim or the whatever, doesn't matter. The story goes that you were the opposite. And you decided to manifest that at the soul level, so put it in the program. I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to do it without the support of the divine this time. Right? So, that's pretty much it, what I wanted to share. We've got the Sudarshana. Kala Bhairava is coming up too. It's on the 8th. You can celebrate on the 8th moons. Those are powerful times to connect with Kala Bhairava. So that's coming up. All right. Is it a wrap? Does anyone have any questions or comments? If you haven't joined Mystery School and you want to have a call with me, please send an email to sucharita@palaicenter.com. And we can share about it, because the 1st of October is the official start date, but there was early bird specials that were happening for those who signed up prior to, and they got a goddess. Actually, Janice, you got a goddess meditation as part of Mystery School. So do that meditation every day if you're still here. I hope you're still here. That's a very powerful one, especially on Friday nights. Do it on Friday nights. So that was a bonus. And then there was another bonus of a Ganesha webcast that I just watched this morning. Oh, my God. Amazing. Amazing, amazing. And so these are just kind of like gifts for joining the program early to get you prepared. And I'm so glad that he's doing that. And then he's chosen October 1st.
Sucharita, yes? how did you watch? Yeah, we've been trying to get on the Ganesha webcast. Did you actually physically see it?
Yeah.
Okay. None of us could. I just was curious how that.
Oh, it's not in your order log?
It is, and several of us were there, and it just kept saying, what did it say? Like, you could see high and low resolution, but there was no video. There was just no video. So we all kind of, several of us were on at the same time, and we just concluded, and we sent it. Anyway, we just concluded it just wasn't working. So.
Oh, no, it's working.
Oh, okay. I'll check again. Thank you.
Yeah, please check again. And Janice, please listen to the goddess audio too, for a goddess.
Yeah, I've been trying. You know, I got that on August 12th and heard it. And then I can't, several of us are having that problem too, where we can't seem to download it in our order log. So I've asked for help for that, but that's great. That's a great, I didn't even make that connection. So thank you, Sucharita.
You're welcome. And I'm going to get on that right away. I'm not sure who you contacted,
Sarah,
but I will.
Helping me. Yeah, I sent it to the Mystery School, and then I got an email this morning from Paru. And so anyway, I think she was trying, because there was someone else, Maggie, and was having some trouble too. Yeah, yeah. So it's coming, but I'll have a lot of Fridays to listen to that. And yeah, that's a really good idea. Thank you.
All right, Jen. Okay. Yeah, so sorry about that, everyone. And it usually happens, and here's the thing. We have a Mercury retrograde happening right now. So there are going to be technical challenges. These are just indicators that sometimes we don't have any control over what is going on in the rest of the world. But why is it that some people can get it and others can't? I don't know. You know? You just have to keep trying. So for me, I just logged on and there it was. And I thought, too, I had that thought, oh, Mercury retrograde, here we go. So the Mercury retrograde for me was that my battery ran out just before I started this call. So it's going to show up somewhere, right? So just trust that you can only do your best, keep following up, and then it's also something inside of us that's saying, you're going to listen to this, or you're going to get this, or this is going to happen, and it's going to be, you're going to be in perfect alignment with it. And they always say, if it's a little bit more difficult, you enjoy it that much more. I don't know. That's been a saying. So maybe you have to look at our personalities too. Maybe we just are so programmed to, for it to be just a little bit more difficult, so we enjoy it that much more. If life is too easy, we'll be like, ho-hum, right? And then we'll go look for difficulty. That's the human nature. So if you can just trust, okay, Ganesha is doing this. I'm learning something about myself. Maybe I get too wired or worked up, and that affects my health. It affects my way of looking. It affects my judgment. It affects everything. Great. We're learning about all those blind spots within us that are being revealed, and those are what's tripping us up on the spiritual path, on our spiritual path, not on some journey, you know, path that's laid out for us. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Sucharita, I got it. Yeah, because I just had to say that because I've been trying all morning, and yeah, it's exciting. So that's what I'm going to be doing after this.
Awesome.
Bye.
Okay. There you go. So sometimes there's a, you know, we have to ask for help, and the help can be just by reaching out, and it's coming out of nowhere, and Ganesha is going to say, hey, this doesn't make sense, but I'll just go and ask for it anyways. Right? So the energy is something on the spiritual path that we have to trust in and go with that. And reach out to like-minded people to who have our best interests at heart. Mm-hmm. And that are not going to judge or, you know, say anything that is going to be less than supportive, right? On all levels. So, thank God. All right. So, for those people who are ready to go and jump on to the Mystery School, you can go and watch the webcast for Ganesha. It's fabulous. And watch it again and again. I can hardly wait to go do that. And then those people who have not yet decided what they want to do as far as this Mystery School goes, then send an email definitely to myself. I'm happy to have a call with you about that. And even if you, you know, you say, okay, this is way out of my ballpark for as far as financial that I can afford to do it, then, and you want to do something else, and you think, okay, should I do this service or that service? Should I do this reading or that reading? Should I do this program or that program? Send me an email. Just let me know which programs, which services, which events, whatever it is that you, maybe it's listening to a mantra. You know, just tell me which one it is, and then I can give you guidance accordingly. Because you're being called to go find out about this, but you're just not really sure how it's going to benefit you. Then I can, you know, talk to you about it and then make some suggestions. Maybe this might be better for you to do at this point in time. And then you choose. At least you're going to make your decision with some more information. You'll make an informed decision versus a panicky, emotional, oh my God, is this going to work? I hope it does decision. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. Sounds like we should wrap it up. So thanks, everyone, for joining. And we will see you next time. Happy Ganesha birthday. Go smash some coconuts. If you don't have coconuts, because everybody's going to say, I don't have coconuts. What am I going to do? Then take a lime or a lemon. You have that in every store across the board. You can't tell me that you don't. Then if you don't, then you can imagine it. Imagining is the best thing to do when you don't have the physical thing. Okay, so do it in your imagination. It's a powerful tool. And Dr. Pillai even has a meditation. I think he gave it out in another program, but you just imagine that coconut being Ganesha, and you're imagining yourself rolling it around your head clockwise, around your brain, and it's absorbing all negativity, congested energies that are preventing you from expressing your highest and best in any area of your life. And then you just imagine yourself smashing it, just smashing it to smithereens. Don't worry if the coconut doesn't break in half or breaks in 50 different parts or it just breaks a little. It's just break it. Everybody's got their own rule. Oh, it has to break in half in a certain way. Yeah, okay, thank you so much. You don't have my karma. You know, so just smash it. And you feel what you feel when you smash it. And if it bounces away and it doesn't break or just cracks and doesn't break in half, smash it again. Go after it. You just want to smash that karma. And then if you're like me, you leave it outside in the backyard and the squirrels come and drag it away and they love it. So, the gift that keeps on giving, right? All right, everybody. So, God bless you. Have a fabulous week ahead. Fabulous Ganesha birthday. And we'll see you next Sunday. God bless.